Hello, I'm Kirsty Gallagher, and this is Sporting Roots, the audio series where we explore some of Britain's most inspiring sporting locations and the role that rail is played in helping put them on the map. We want to motivate more people to take a trip to watch, learn about, and discover new sporting passions by train so they don't miss out on the well-being benefits of experiencing sports in the real world. You can plan your own journey of sporting discovery by train with National Rail today, because when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at a game that is equal parts precision and pressure. Shh, quiet please, as we take a step into the thrilling world of snooker. Invented by British Army officer Neville Chamberlain in the 1870s, snooker was adapted from a game called Blackpool. Then, after years of being played in army barracks and working men's clubs in 1927, the first World Championship was held in Birmingham. Camkin's Hall, where the inaugural tournament took place, has now been demolished, but John Bright Street, where it originally stood, still remains. Moments from Birmingham New Street Station, die-hard snooker fans can walk the same route as the early pioneers of the sport did all those years ago. Over the coming decades, snooker continued to gain popularity, which in part was fuelled by our British railways. Players and clubs would travel by train to tournaments held across the country. As the sport grew, so did the rail network, allowing snooker to reach both rural and urban areas alike, helping foster the first national snooker circuit. A famous story from this time involved player John Pulman leaving his queue on the train when travelling from his home in Dorset to compete at the British Boys' Championship in London. He ended up borrowing another player's queue at the tournament, which he went on to win. Pulman then used that same queue for the rest of his successful career, which included winning the World Championship a whopping 8 times. Snooker didn't really hit its pace until the 1960s, but when it did, it continued to grow into one of the most watched sports in the world. It was even televised while many sets in Britain were still black and white. BBC commentator Ted Lowe once famously joked, "For those of you watching in black and white, the pink is next to the green." This adored quote has long been referenced to illustrate our country's unashamed love of the game. But the modern game of snooker is not in the Midlands, where it first grew in popularity. The sport's home today is just over an hour north by train in Sheffield. The Crucible Theatre, named after the city's rich steelmaking heritage, is a short 7-minute stroll from the mainline station. The venue has been host to some of world snooker's most amazing moments. Potting every ball in 5 minutes and 20 seconds. Stephen Hendry won a record-breaking 7th World Championship. And it was the venue for the legendary classic Black Ball Final, which was the longest snooker match ever held, played between Dennis Taylor and Steve Davis, who I might add is an avid railway enthusiast. But why is the Crucible so special? Well, some say it's the intimate nature of the venue, with a crowd being so close to the players and the table. Others think it's the sheer weight of the history that's been forged there. Those heady, magic moments of skill and impossible accuracy that have wowed audiences for years. But whatever it is, you really won't know until you've been there yourself. And if that rich British snooker heritage is piquing your interest, then it's time to head due west to Liverpool. Nestled in the Merseyside metropolis, just around the corner from Liverpool Lime Street Station, is the Snooker Heritage Collection, one of the largest collections of billiard and snooker memorabilia in the whole world. With just a quick 8-minute walk, you can travel back through time and see some real gems of the sport's past. And who better to tell us more about the museum than the custodian himself, Peter Clare. Hi, Peter. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, hi. Thank you for inviting me to participate.
Now, this is quite a remarkable place. How did it all get started?
It was my father who started it. We took over Thurston's in London in about the mid-1960s. And in the factory yard, he noticed, to stop the pigeons getting into the factory, there was 3 boards nailed across a window, which he realised were the wooden bed from a table pre-1820. And that's really what started him. He was a very tidy man, but then that started him stopped him throwing away some items that he found of interest down in Thurston's.
Brilliant. So your father built this collection. Did you travel with him to collect all the pieces?
Yes, we travelled a fair bit down to London, to the London office, which was in Camden Town. And so I would be leaving Lime Street Station on one of the early trains in the morning, enjoying the relaxed trip, having a full English breakfast, and then getting off at Euston Station, finding my way around to get to the Underground, and then on the Northern Line up to Camden Station to get to the office. As most of the items are relatively small, fortunately, people would bring them into the office there and saved us having to travel too far.
Where do your visitors normally travel from, Peter?
We have people coming in from all over the world. And I think a lot of the time they take the opportunity to not only visit the collection, but also to see this great city of Liverpool. Obviously, with our two football teams, there's quite a following overseas as well. And I think most of them sort of fly into probably Heathrow and then get the train up from Euston Station and take an opportunity to have a few days in Liverpool. Others will come across from Manchester. And we've got a wonderful, you know, service on the railways from both those cities.
Mm. For anyone who hasn't been yet, what's the easiest way to experience the collection?
The easiest way is to come in by train, because we are very close to Lime Street Station, about a 7-minute walk away. So if you're local, sort of inland into Lancashire, you can come in on the train from Wigan, etc. And you could then, if you're from South Liverpool, the railway comes into Central Station, you can get up then to Lime Street Station. And coming from the Southport direction, the same. So we're very handy to the station. I can almost see it from the office.
Are there any other sites you'd recommend people visit while they're in Liverpool?
From a purely tourist point of view, we have some wonderful sites. You've got the Three Graces down on the front. You've also got the Albert Dock and the Maritime Museum. Mm. Our two cathedrals, which are certainly worth visits, and are connected by Hope Street, of all things. But if you're interested in snooker, then a visit to George Scott's Snooker Club, which is not all that too far from our building here, is well worth a visit, because George Scott himself, sadly no longer with us, but he was a top amateur player on Merseyside and has set up a very, very good snooker club here on Merseyside, and the tables are well looked after. It's a great place to go and play snooker.
Yeah. And finally, you must have been to your fair share of snooker games. For anyone who hasn't seen it played live, what can they expect?
It's, I suppose, like going to any sporting event. The atmosphere makes the event. So when you see some of the top amateur players playing, they are, all right, not as good as the professionals, but they still play at a very high level. And it just to see the sheer cumanship, I wish I was able to play some of the shots that they can do. And the people watching are enthralled by good play.
Peter, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, and thank you for asking me to participate.
Now, if you're keen to take in the skills of British snooker stars of the present and prospects for the future, the UK Championships is a tournament you just can't miss. Held at the Barbican Centre in York every winter, this event is a chance to see some of our country's greatest players, often with opportunities to actually meet them and even snag an autograph. Take a short stroll along the river from York Mainline Station and you'll be at the venue in just over 20 minutes. Often seen as a proving ground for the stars of tomorrow, the competition saw a 17-year-old Ronnie O'Sullivan win the tournament at the start of his meteoric climb to international success. So watching a game here could easily turn into a piece of snooker history. If all this talk of winning championships is getting you excited to play a game for yourself, there are countless snooker clubs throughout the country. One of note is the Northern Snooker Centre in Leeds. Located in the city centre, a 20-minute walk from the station, it's often listed as one of people's favourite clubs in the country. They have a whopping 27 tables to play on, and they're open to members of the public all year round. Or if you're looking to get geared up like the pros, then try a visit to Paris Q's in Forest Hill, London. Seconds from the station, the shop is famous for making Q's for professional players for over 30 years. You can even try them out in the showroom. A real snooker mecca for players of all levels. A great way for children and teenagers to forge new friendships and learn a new discipline is to join one of the many WPBSA-affiliated youth clubs promoting the game. A couple of examples are the Bournemouth and District Constitutional Club and the Breakers Snooker Club in Leicester, both roughly 20 minutes walk from their stations. Looking forward, the sport continues to go from strength to strength. From the construction of a new World Championship snooker venue, massively expanding the Crucible's capacity, to the rapidly growing firebrand that is women's snooker. A greater reach and inclusivity will only bring more fans to the table. And with the expansive scope of our national rail network, fans and players now have access to more games and tournaments than ever before. Hopefully, you're now feeling much closer to the thrills of the Green Bays. Great Britain is host to some of the world's best snooker and home to the sport's rich heritage. What a gift that we can just hop on a train and experience the passion and the glory of this fascinating game. So just remember, when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. Visit nationalrail.co.uk/sportingroutes to discover the rest of our audio series and plan your next journey to watch, learn about, and discover new sporting passions by train.